presents Greater Love Hath No Man.
Dr. Johnson, call Dr. Harding. Dr. Johnson, call Dr. Harding.
Oh, good morning, Dr. Johnson. You're on page.
I know, nurse. I'm on my way to Dr. Harding's now.
You know, you're the only one who can answer that summons without taking a deep breath.
Don't you believe it. When chief of staff puts me on page, he wants the physician, not the fiancé.
Well, and I also have some other messages for you, too.
I'll get them on the way out, Atkins.
Come in.
Good morning, Dr. Johnson.
Morning, Dr. Harding. Bruce.
Kathy, darling.
Every doctor's day should begin like this.
I wish mine had begun as well.
What is it, darling?
No wedding shopping this afternoon. We're both on the artificial kidney. I'm just getting the team together now.
Who's the patient?
Stephen Campion.
Your old teacher.
Yeah, they just called me from the college hospital. There's no machine there. They'll fly him in. He should be here before noon.
Renal failure?
Probably terminal. Teacher, scientist, Nobel Prize winner, pioneer in all kinds of perfusion pumps, including the kidney machine he's coming here to use. And the nearest thing to a father I've ever known.
No hope at all, Bruce?
He's in his 70s. But there's always hope. Steve's given his life to medicine, and the least we can do is try to save it for him.
Never mind the others, Atkins. What's this note about Jennifer Blake being scheduled for surgery?
Dr. Labar's orders, Dr. Johnson. She had a reverse.
When?
During the night.
Well, why wasn't I notified?
Well, the chief resident knows you're going to be married next week, and since Dr. Labar is also on the case...
The resident stuck his neck out, and I'll be glad to lop it off for him later. My patients get my service. I have time to examine Jennifer before I go to the kidney room. Will you get her ready, please, while I change?
Yes, doctor.
Oh, and notify Central where I'll be in case Dr. Harding needs me.
Put Campion over there, orderly. Yes, sir.
So you brought me straight to the monster, huh, Bruce?
With a stop along the way, Dr. Campion. I examined you in the treatment room and ran some tests.
Wow, did you now? Well, I don't remember that. I must be worse off than I thought. Am I?
Oh, it's just routine. I had to establish the balance of chemicals for the bath, and then...
Yes, I remember we started off years ago with a tussle in first year biology. I thought you found out then I was a hard man to fool.
I did.
Years have brought a few changes. But you still can't get away with it. We owe each other the truth. Don't we, Bruce?
Yes, Steve. But you know it as well as I do.
It's been a long road. There has to be an end sometime.
Not yet.
I would have liked to have come to that wedding of yours.
Ah, you'll be there, sir.
I wonder.
The artificial kidney saves lives every day.
That's what I helped build it for. But we haven't quite caught up to God yet, have we, Bruce?
10 hours on it, and the rest of your own kidneys the strength to fight the uremic infection.
You suppose that's a hope devoutly to be wished?
What do you mean, Steve?
I mean I'm old, Bruce, and very, very tired. And I continue the fight. There's no one to battle for.
No, it's not true.
No wife, no child.
It'd be me, Steve. And a whole generation of people whose lifespan has been increased by your discoveries. And the team I have here to lengthen yours.
Who are they?
Well, Dr. Combs and Schofield, urologists. And Mason, the heart man. You want to meet
them? No, I'm too tired. 4? There should be a 5th man.
Not a man. Dr. Johnson.
Huh? You're Kathy, huh? Now, there's someone I do want to meet.
And I don't know where the devil she is.
You all have other patients. Five doctors tied up for 8 or 9 or 10 hours. This poor old carcass worth all that trouble?
Worth it? And this gene and others you've worked on? Your techniques in intermittent irrigation? The physiological discoveries you pioneered? Who in the world is worth more?
Oh, you sound like Who's Who or a biographical dictionary. Dry words in a dusty book. My epitaph.
No one could ask for a better one.
I could. A wife to hold my hand. Or a child's tears and their memories. It's been a long, lonely, isolated life. For what little I've contributed to medicine, I'm proud, but once, just once, if only it hadn't been impersonally, at such a distance, if only I could have saved one directly under my hand, like you surgeons do.
What I achieve in my lifetime will be a drop in the bucket next to Stephen Campion. We need you for the next breakthrough, Steve.
You're a better con man than I give you credit for. All right. Bring on your canola. Let's make a fight of it.
Ah, now that's the attitude. Now I'll go scrub up and make the cut down. Excuse me. Kidney room. Now look, this phone is supposed to be zeroed out, but... Oh, it's you, Kathy. Now where are you? Who? Oh, yeah. Jennifer Blake, the little girl in 513. Huh? Counterman Dr. LeBar? Well, look, hold on, and I'd better come up and see for myself. Steve, a small crisis. Give me 5 minutes, huh?
I've lived for 73 years, Bruce. I think I can manage to hang on for 5 more minutes.
Anymore.
Why, Jenny?
Well, last night Dr. LeBar said I had one naughty kidney that was poisoning the other, so we have to cut the naughty one out. You won't let him, will you?
We'll try not to, Jenny. Now, do you mind if I ask him some questions?
No. If I can listen.
All right, but I bet you won't understand. What's the blood urethra nitrogen for the last 5 days?
Wednesday, 94.
Thursday?
115. Friday, 138.
Saturday?
Same, but today, 225.
Uh-huh. Phosphorus?
7.5.
Renal acidosis. Low calcium, huh?
6.8.
Creatinine?
5.4.
You don't sound like doctors. More like quarterbacks learning plays. Sometimes I help my brother. He's one.
A doctor?
No, a quarterback. He's only 15. But I don't care. Oh, I'm so tired.
Now, you just rest, Jennifer, and I'll make a deal with you.
What deal?
You be in on the play, whatever it is, before it's called. Okay?
Okay.
Hey, nurse, get her back on IV.
Yes, doctor.
Come over here, Kathy.
What do you think, Bruce?
Well, I think LeBar was right. No question, one kidney is seriously infected, even from palpation. And there's obvious bilateral involvement, not only indicated manually, but from the output.
You agree to the operation?
No. She's in no condition to undergo an operation.
Then the answer is hemodialysis. That's why I called you.
There's Stephen Campion.
That might be too late.
Jenny is young. Now, she could recover spontaneously.
Her youth is what concerns me. This little girl has a whole life before. But Dr. Campion... Darling, I'm sorry.
Doctor, I think the child has gone into coma.
Kathy, check Dr. Campion downstairs. I'll be there as soon as I can.
Just a little oxygen, Dr. Campion.
No, I don't need it. At my age, it's everything and nothing to be afraid of. Who are you?
I'm Dr. Johnson.
No, you're not. You're Kathy. The late Dr. Johnson.
I'm sorry I held things up.
That's all right. As you can see, I am not yet the late Stephen Campion.
We did have an emergency.
Yeah, I know. So you're the girl Bruce Harding is going to marry.
Guilty, as charged.
Oh, no. Life is for the young. And I wish you all its wonder. Tell me about your patient. What's the name?
Jennifer Blake. Jenny.
Attractive?
Adorable. Big, dark, haunting eyes. A complete femme fatale. She's 11 years old.
What's the matter with her?
Well, it should have been a simple appendix, but it perforated.
Burden is?
Yes.
Uh-huh. I begin to see a pattern. Probable sulfur reaction, huh?
Yes.
Creatinine out of hand, possible renal failure, too late for surgery.
That's not my decision.
One kidney machine to serve two emergencies. Which does one save first? The 11-year-old girl with dark, haunting eyes, who probably has the strength in her own vitals to recover? Or the weak old man with a possible contribution left to make society, but who may not make it anyway?
Oh, Dr. Campion, I...
Tell me about this Jenny. Is she intelligent?
I think so.
And what can she do for society at large?
It's a little early to tell.
Is it? Does she have good pelvic construction?
What?
Can she bear healthy children?
Oh, I'm sure she will someday.
Uh-huh. That's Jenny Blake. You know what I'm working on? Or was before I was hospitalized?
No, I don't.
It's in a complex field, the collagens. But a breakthrough could mean all the difference to thousands of lives. I'd like to be part of that.
I can't blame you.
There's also the thought that for faithful service, a man is entitled to ask for a reward. Isn't he?
Yes.
And I wanted to be at your wedding. Because Bruce Harding is the closest thing to a son I ever... Oh, well, there you are at last, Dr. Harding. Are we ready to start?
Steve,
Yes?
Well, you know that the artificial kidney can be the difference between life and death. And you know that as head of the team, I must decide when and how to employ it.
You want to tell me a child needs it more than I. All right, stop wasting time. Get her in here. Get started.
Well, I'm not asking you to make the decision.
Of course you're not. I'm telling you. If it came to the point, you'd make the same decision. You'd have the guts.
But I thought...
Kathy, my dear, I only took you over the jumps to let you know how tough it was for your husband to be. And how good a man you're marrying. Now, come on, let's get that little girl down here. And you listen to me, both of you. You pull her through. I'll never speak to either one of you again.
That's a nice, strong heartbeat you have there, Jenny.
Can you really hear it through that thing?
Mm-hmm. Here. You want to listen to it yourself?
Can I?
Why not? Now, just put these in your ears, and I'll hold the mic for you.
You know, it's funny. It goes, kabam, 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 kabam.
Well, if it didn't, we'd all be in trouble. Is the bath ready?
Yes, Dr. Harding.
Had enough time for diffusion, Dr. Combs?
We're all set.
All right, I'll take my stethoscope now, Jenny. Stay with her, Kathy.
I'm kind of scared, Dr. Johnson.
Oh, there's no need to be, Jenny. I'm just going to make a little incision in your arm right here and put the magic tube in.
Will it hurt?
No, dear. Dr. Johnson is putting something on it, so you won't even feel it.
I can't even feel my heart now. You won't let it stop?
I won't let it stop, Jenny.
Hello? long have they been down with the little girl, nurse?
Oh, only a couple of hours, Dr. Campion.
A long time to go. Man never grows too old for new experience. For the first time in my life, I know what a father goes through. A new life for Jenny. As if she were born again. And I had wanted it. Almost as if she were my little girl.
That's right. Now, close your eyes and rest.
No, not to rest. To pray.
Morning, Steve.
Morning. Oh, Hardy. When are you going to hook me up to that kidney of ours?
You were on it for 10 hours last night.
Huh? I don't remember. Well, I'm afraid it didn't do much good. Your troops are in full retreat, General.
No, don't you believe it. We have a shunt in your arm, and we'll hook you up again anytime you need it.
Never mind me. How's the little girl?
She came through with flying colors. We'll save both her kidneys.
That's a nice thing. And a sad thing.
Why?
I'm a lifesaver in actuarial figures. A statistician's delight. But I never even knew one person my research ever saved.
Well, there's one you can meet if you want. Jenny. You saved her life.
My promise of immortality. Yes. Yes, with all my heart, I want to meet Jenny. So you're Jenny?
Yes, Dr. Campion.
My friends call me Steve.
Then I guess I will, too.
Will somebody please roll up this contraption so I can see friend Jenny?
Yes, Doctor.
That's better. How you feel, Jenny?
Real good, thank you. How do you?
Tolerable.
If you want to feel real good, you should have Dr. Johnson and Dr. Harding here fix you up.
That's just what I aim to do.
They're a team.
A good one.
The only thing is, it takes an awful long time, and a person gets pretty tired.
Maybe you ought to go.
I'm real sleepy.
Come to think of it, so am I. Bye, Jenny.
Bye. Sleep tight, Steve.
That's just what I'll do, Jenny.
You can take her upstairs again, nurse.
Yes, Doctor.
Bruce? Dr. Campion.
I know, Kathy. Steve?
Sleep tight, Steve. No woman ever said that to me. But that little girl, the one I never had.
We've got to get you back on the kidney machine.
Wouldn't help. And it doesn't matter. I'm happy. You may be going to get married, but I beat you to it, son.
Beat me to what, Steve?
Handing out the cigars. I finally became a father.
Presented Greater Love Hath No Man, written by Ian Martin, produced and directed by Ted Bell. In the cast, Robert Dryden, Stan Watt, June Graham, Evelyn Juster, and Arlene Walker. Audio engineers Marty Folia and Neil Pulse. Sound technician Ed Blaney. Script editor Jack C. Wilson. Original music by Alexander Vlastatsenko. Orchestra under the direction of Glenn Osser. Executive producer for Theater 5, Lee Bowman. We invite your comments write to Theater 5, New York, New York. That's Theater 5, New York, 23, New York. This is Fred Foy speaking. This has been an ABC Radio Network production.